Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
96.5 TIC on the phone with us is Colton Underwood. Of course, everyone knows who he is, of Bachelor fame. He's recovered from the coronavirus, and now he's here to talk to us about his book. Colton, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.
Now, before we jump into the book, how are you feeling these days?
I'm feeling so much better, and I was very, very blessed and fortunate that all my symptoms are manageable from home. While it did knock me on my butt, you know, I have to thank, you know, my doctor that was able to test me, and then also the medications that he put me on really helped me bounce back and recover. So I'm feeling so much better.
Well, I have to ask you about the medications, because I'm one of those people who has lupus, who now I'm starting to be a little panicked, like maybe my supply will run out. So how much did your doctor prescribe for you? Like, what did you get?
I only had enough to finish out, I think it was 6 days of treatment. I don't mean this in a weird way, but I was receiving death threats actually when I posted that.
God.
I had to take down all my medications because people were frustrated that I was taking away their medications and that I was prescribed that in the first place. So it was honestly, it was a nightmare. I was trying to be very transparent with, you know, my battle against it and tell people, hey, this worked for me. But at the same time, I had to be respectful to, you know, people with lupus that I didn't want their medication to feel stolen. So I will say this, though, it worked really, really well for me. And the doctor prescribed the right stuff, I'll say, because it obviously made me better within 5-6 days.
So when you were at home, you were in close quarters with Cassie. I know that you were upstairs. She's downstairs. How was that for your relationship?
You know what? I can't say enough good things about Cassie. And her family both going through this. I was self-isolating on their third floor, mm-hmm. and they were wearing masks and gloves and coming up and, you know, dropping food and water and coffee every once in a while when I felt up to it off, and they took care of me. And it was a scary time because my family's obviously in Denver and I couldn't leave here once I tested positive. I was a terrible patient. I am impatient when it comes to that kind of stuff. I don't like being dependent on people. I can't, bless her heart. I don't know how or why she puts up with me, but she did an amazing job, and I was a very, very bad patient.
Well, let's talk about your book. It's called The First Time, Finding Myself and Looking for Love on Reality TV. You warned producers that they were coming annoyingly close to crossing the line when it came to playing up your virginity. What were they doing?
I think my struggle with that was I understood what I signed up for. I understood that they were going to use that. You know, I would go as far as saying I got the gig because I was a virgin. What I wasn't okay with was when the storyline sort of changed from, hey, let's find love to let's get this dude laid, or when mm-hmm. there was girls popping cherries in my face or talking so openly about, you know, the crude ways. I was trying to be very respectful, and especially into today's society is, you know, if that would have happened to a bachelorette or to a female, it wouldn't have been playful or funny. So I was really trying to go along with it as best as I could. But when it got to that point, I sort of had to have a conversation with someone saying, hey guys, let's make this TV show about love and let's keep it focused on that.
Bring us behind the scenes of what it's like to be the bachelor and not necessarily trying to find love, but the producers pulling you in different directions. I mean, they have their own storylines, it seems like, in their head, and you're just kind of a pawn.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that was something that I didn't want to stand for. And once again, you have an idea of what you sign up for, but you really don't until you're in it. And for me, I just always kept the perspective of, hey, they have a bachelorette that's going to be after you, and then they have the next bachelor. They're going to move on. Your life is going to be whatever decisions you make for this TV show. So I always kept that perspective, and I stood up for myself when I needed to, and I fought my battles when I needed to, and I'm so glad that I did, because I'm in, you know, a very, very happy, healthy, good relationship right now, and I have them to thank for that, and partially have myself to thank for standing up for my values and what I believe in.
But you did mention that the producers were able to sort of talk you into asking each of the four fathers for their daughter's hand in marriage. Do you think, you know, watching Peter's season, that whether it was proposing to Hannah Ann or anything, that you could see something where you said, oh, that's definitely producers pushed him to do that?
You know, I will say this. I had PTSD where I couldn't even watch these last two seasons just because I sort of knew too much and I didn't want to. But I do have social media. I did follow along, and I had sort of an idea of what was happening in Peter's season. And I do think that there was a lot and way too much, in my opinion, of producer manipulation going on. And I feel like, you know, I was frustrated. I didn't even watch the season, and I was frustrated for Peter. I'm saying, like, dude, just stand up for yourself. Put your foot down. If you're not ready, if your relationship's not ready for an engagement, don't get engaged. You have to realize this is your life. This is going to affect you for the rest of your life. So, I wasn't blind to it by any means.
You write in the book about questioning your sexuality as a teenager. Can you talk about that a little bit here? It must be liberating to be so transparent about it now.
Yeah, you know, I think what I realized, you know, while writing this book was I internalized a lot of my struggles. I internalized a lot of, you know, the issues that I sort of had, not only with myself, but with society and sort of the culture that I was in. I was raised in a very conservative Christian, which I love my family. I love my faith. But at the same time, with that paired with football, it was very hyper-masculine, and it wasn't cool to show emotions. It wasn't cool to really question, or it wasn't cool to not have sex with girls when you're a football player in high school and in college. So I was really struggling with who I was, where I fit in, and what I stood for. And I didn't have a lot of people to talk to about it. And I think in a way it played a huge impact into my life and even today.
So Colton, Claire Crowley is going to be the new Bachelorette. She's a 38-year-old woman. They just postponed the season, so she could be 40 by the time we actually see this. What do you think about this upcoming version of The Bachelorette, and will you watch it?
You know what? I actually might, and here's why. Because I feel like if there's anybody to sort of change or give back the franchise to where it was, focused on love and value the love story over the TV show, it's going to be Claire, because I don't feel like they can or should or will manipulate a 40-year-old woman that really knows hopefully what she wants. And I've never met Claire, but I've obviously seen her on the shows before, and she puts her foot down and she sort of runs the show, and that's what I like about her, and I'm excited to see her do her thing.
Well, Colton Underwood, we're all rooting for you. The book is called The First Time, Finding Myself and Looking for Love on Reality TV, and for the record, I want to tell you that I appreciate the way you talked about the medications that you took, and I think that was a very gracious explanation, and I really am glad that you are feeling better.
I appreciate it, and I hope that there's enough medicine and we all are in this together and we find the right cure for COVID, so everybody can, you know, be healthy and live their best life.